Well, hello there. Finally, you took forever to come home. I was waiting for you 20 minutes ago. What, are you so stupid you can't even find your way home anymore? Shut up. I don't care about your dumb excuses. Just strip for me. Yes, now. I've been so fucking horny all day. I need you to get to work and please me. What the hell are you waiting for? I said strip down. Chop chop. You don't want to. What makes you think I care about what you want, huh? Jeez, you're so fucking pathetic. You have a smoking hot girlfriend that as soon as you step in front of the door, tells you to strip down for her so we can fuck each other brainless, and your response is, I don't want to. What kind of a man are you, huh? What kind of a sorry excuse of a man did I find myself with? Well, answer me for fuck's sake. You can't even come up with an explanation of why you're so fucking weak. You brainless, dumb fuck. You truly are worth nothing. I don't even know why I waste my time being with you, honestly. I deserve so much fucking better. Perhaps it's that I pity you so much and that I know that the only interesting thing about you is actually me. And without me, nobody would ever even take a quick look at you. But even if they did, as soon as they'd get to know you, they would run off as fast as they could. That's what everybody did before you met me, isn't that right? I can't really blame them, you know. You should be grateful that you have me. You should be on your knees kissing my feet right now, thanking me for allowing you to be my submissive. And you should be willing to satisfy every other request in a fucking blink. But instead, you just can't stop being the miserable man that you are. An ungrateful little worm. Ugh. Makes me sick to even think about. If it weren't for that cock of yours, I'd have already left. But that cock, that big, hard, throbbing cock. Well, it's the only thing that keeps me still around. You know, it's so hard to teach a man how good you like to be fucked. And right now, I have literally zero energy to go through that process all over again. It took a long time with you. I mean, but honestly, that's probably because even a turkey could be way smarter than you. So, if you don't want me to get really pissed right now and show you your place by making you lick the toilet seat like the last time, you should strip down, lay on that bed, and do the only fucking thing you're decent at. All right, come on. Pants and shirt off. Oh my god! Stop whining like a baby. Just fucking do it. You can't even follow a simple request? There you go. See? It wasn't so fucking hard, was it? And that's why you can never get a promotion at that joke of a job that you have. You're simply too fucking slow. It's ridiculous. I'll have to do everything myself if I want to get laid before tomorrow. Oh well. I guess I'll have to pin you down on this bed. Just like this.
struggling, you little worm. I just want to use you to get off, that's all. Damn it. What's wrong with you? Just give me your cock. Stop whining and being so fucking difficult. Wait. Oh my god. Oh my god, baby. Are you crying? Hey. Baby. Look at me, please. Why are you crying? I thought you liked being treated this way. Oh my god, baby. I didn't mean to make you cry. I'm sorry. Hey. Look at me. Please. I am so sorry, baby. Let me hold you. Please. I didn't know you would react this way. I went too far. And I'm so sorry. I didn't understand. I'm sorry. Baby, please. Stop crying. I didn't mean any of that. You know it. You know I love you, right? Baby, please, answer me. I'm so sorry. You're a wonderful person. You're my love, and I didn't want to hurt you like this. Please, hear me out. I love you very much. I mean, usually you get aroused whenever I say stuff like that. Usually that's what gets us both off, but today just wasn't the day, was it? Yeah, I'm so sorry, baby. I should have understood. Please forgive me. I love you. I love you very much. No, you can cry. It's okay. Here. Come lay in my arms. I'll hold you, and you can cry as much as you need. Just know that I didn't mean to hurt you, baby. You are very loved. You're so special to me, and your friends and family. We all love you because you're a good person, baby. You have the most tender heart, and your patience is endless. Your presence alone is enough to make me and a whole lot of people happy. It's kind of a superpower, you know? Yes, it is. Not many people are able to do that. And that's why you're so special to me. And to all the people that love you. And I feel very lucky to have you, baby. Please forgive me for not understanding that this wasn't the right moment. And for saying all those terrible things to you. I was being selfish at your expense. And I'm so sorry. Let me wipe away those tears, baby. Yes, relax. Just relax into me.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. Breathe with me. Calm down, calm down. It's over. Let me cuddle you and help you relax now. You deserve it. No, baby, it's okay. No, we don't need to do that. If you just want to cuddle, I can cuddle you as much as you want. All night, if that's what you want. No? You want to please me and have sex? No, baby, that's not necessary. Right now, my only priority is for you to feel better, okay? I really don't care about sex. You think that would make you feel better? Are you sure? So not mean sex. Yeah, of course, baby. All right. I don't want to be mean to you. I want to love you. Make you feel all the love that I have and will always have for you. I know you're very tired right now. I can see it. So, is it okay if I take over? Yes, very gently. I promise. I'm just gonna get on top of you. And there we go. And let's start over, okay? Hi, baby. You look very handsome. Yes, even with dry tears on your face. You're still the most handsome man I've ever seen. Now, would you mind a little kiss? Right here, right on your forehead. Oh, so that's not where you wanted to be kissed. All right. How about on your gorgeous lips then? Oh, so soft. And a bit salty. It's all right, baby. I'll just keep kissing them until they turn sweet again. Let me take my pants off, baby. You just stay right here. I'll be ready for you in a second. Okay, now, where was I? Oh, right. I was about to make my baby feel so good. And loved. And cared for. Just as he does for me every day. You do, baby. You're the best. Now, let me grind on you a little bit. See if you like it. That's it. That's the smile I wanted to see. Does my pussy grinding on your cock feel good, baby? I'm glad. And I can feel you getting hard for me. Mm.
You want me to grab it and push it inside, baby? Yeah, of course I can do that. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. There you go. Oh, it feels so good. Oh. Now keep kissing me, baby. That's it. Put your hands on my hips. Push me down on your cock. You show me at which pace you want to go, baby. Yes, it's all right. I'll bounce on you a little bit. Not too hard. Don't worry. Just slow and sensual. Up and down. Up and down. Just like this. On your big dropping. Cock. No, baby. Don't worry. It's okay. I don't want to go faster. I don't need to come right now. I just want you to feel close to me. I want you to feel good, safe, and relaxed. But if you need to come, baby, you can come inside of me. I'd like that. Here, put your hands on my boobs, baby. Here, I'll help you. Yes. Right there. Yes, touch me. And know that this body belongs to you. And only to you, baby. Because you are the one that I love so very much. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Are you getting close? Yes. Yes, whenever you want. It's okay. That's it, baby. Come. Come inside of me right now. I want to feel all of you. Oh, there you go. My good boy. That feels so good. Feeling your cum deep inside of me. I love it. Thank you, baby. You're the best boy I could ever ask for. You want us to stay like this for a bit? All right. Are you feeling a little bit better, sweetie? Good. That makes me happy. You know I love you so, so much. Now I think we should rest for a while, and then we can talk about everything later. What do you say?
Yeah, I think so too. Let me cuddle you. My good boy. I love you so much, baby. And don't you ever forget that.